This is Scott Craig with another in a series of tales drawn from real life here in our North Country. I call it The Story Next Door. It's based on my firm belief that everybody has a story worth hearing. Jay Hook and his wife Joanne have been married for 57 years. They have four grown children and 13 grandchildren. They live on a sprawling farm near Maple City. They remodeled the old 1880s house into a beautiful, cozy home. Jay preserved the original barn and turned what was once the granary into a stunning guest house that also doubles as his study. Jay is 77 years old. He's a tall man with a shock of gray-brown hair and the easy stride of an athlete. He has a spontaneous, hearty laugh. At the outset, he told me, "You know, I've retired 3 times. As his story unfolded, I learned that indeed he had. Jay finished his graduate work at Northwestern University in 1965 with a degree in engineering. He was immediately hired by the Chrysler Corporation. A few years later, he moved on to the Rockwell Corporation, a manufacturer of auto-related products. After 9 years, a conglomerate named Masco hired him away. They gave Jay 6 companies to run. When he retired, 14 years later, he was running 20. Soon, he was contacted by his alma mater. Northwestern was seeking people who had worked in industry to teach in the graduate school. Jay helped create an MBA program in manufacturing management at their renowned Kellogg School of Business and the McCormick School of Engineering. 60 students enrolled annually, and Jay worked for 9 happy years before retiring again to live full-time in his Leelanau County home. So there you have it. Jay Hook is a well-educated, highly successful man. But, you might ask, didn't you say he retired 3 times? And if you ask me that, you'd be right. Because, as Paul Harvey used to say, here's the rest of the story. Jay grew up in Grays Lake, Illinois. That's a small town between Chicago and Milwaukee. He excelled in sports. Remarkably, in his senior year in high school, he was named an Illinois All-State Honorable Mention athlete in 3 sports, football, basketball, and baseball. He went to Northwestern on an academic scholarship, but when he made both the basketball and baseball teams, the school transferred him to an athletic scholarship. He was an outstanding pitcher. During the summer following his junior year, Jay worked for a liquor distributor in a small town not far from Milwaukee. The company sponsored a sandlot baseball team that Jay pitched for. He was exceptional. Somehow, his boss got a scout from the Cincinnati Reds to take a look at him. The scout was impressed. The Reds were playing the nearby Milwaukee Braves. The scout asked Jay to come over to the ballpark so the coaches could see him throw. The Reds liked what they saw and flew him to Cincinnati to pitch batting practice. The general manager was impressed and asked Jay's father to fly down. He did, and a contract was signed with a bonus. Jay played 2 years in the minors, and then in 1958, he joined the Reds' pitching rotation. In that first season, he threw a 2-hitter against the Braves. That was a great day for Jay, but something happened a few years later that would prove far more memorable. Jay was selected by the New York Mets in the expansion draft. Of course, the Mets were a brand new team. On April 23, 1962, he pitched a victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates. As a result, he would go down in baseball lore as having won the very first game in the Mets franchise history. It was indeed monumental. But some days are better than others. One time after getting shelled, he was sent to the showers. As he was dressing, a sports writer from the New York Times approached him at his locker. "You're getting a degree in engineering, aren't you?" he asked. Jay nodded. "Well, I want to write a column about what makes a curveball curve. Can you tell me how it works?" "Well, sure," said Jay, and he proceeded to give the writer a detailed scientific explanation. His manager, the legendary Casey Stengel, overheard the exchange and muttered to the reporter, "If only Hook could do what he knows." In 1964, at 28, Jay left baseball. It was the first of his 3 retirements. Yet to this day, through the mail, he gets about 10 requests a month for autographs, mostly because of that first victory in Mets history. He told me, "When I won that game, I didn't think much about it. It was just another ball game. Now that's what I'm remembered for." It goes to show that some of the most significant events in life don't seem important until later. Jay Hook He's another reminder that we are rich in remarkable people and their stories here in our part of the Northland. This is Scott Craig. I'll see you again a few miles down the road.